All right, it's day 8 of the movie and the writing. So I finally listened to a review of the movie. I had been holding off. I didn't want to have it taint my experiences, but I finally listened. I listened to the Flophouse podcast. They reviewed it. I like that podcast. And I had listened to the review probably like a year ago. I didn't really sink into my brain. So now that I've seen the movie a ridiculous number of times, it was actually quite fun. So that was fun. I got to listen to somebody else talk about it and like talk about it more critically, but like funnily. And so that was entertaining. They had a lot of the similar points I did. And upon this rewatch, I kind of watched it more carefully. So they were talking about the lack of humans. And I did notice that there's this whole big hullabaloo about like, oh no, humans are gonna die, and you gotta save the humans, the poor humans, oh no. And then like you see, I don't know, 5 humans the whole movie, and 3 of them are people on a subway. Actually, no, there's a lot of people on the subway. I mean, like, there's some people on a subway, there's people in a nightclub for like 2 seconds, and then there's only 2 human characters in the whole movie. So I mean, it's unclear, where are they? It's not a parallel dimension. I've gone over this. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe the Chuck lady is in a parallel dimension. Maybe she's not human. It's unclear. And then a little part of it is like, how important were the gargoyles in the whole movie? It appears that they are only not helpful. They don't appear to do anything all that great, because the whole impetus of this whole movie is to try to get Frankenstein or the journal. Unclear why the demons didn't get Frankenstein, the doctor, before he was killed. I mean, the monster killed him, like, way after he was made. I mean, the timeline's very fuzzy, but in every other incarnation of Frankenstein, I mean, there's a whole book that happens before he gets killed, so it's unclear why they had to get the monster. So then they want to get the monster, and the gargoyles keep them from getting the monster. I don't think they would have figured out how to reanimate a corpse in 1790 by just having Aaron Eckhart there. So I don't think, so basically the gargoyles steal the book, the journal of the doctor. Why they couldn't get the doctor, I don't know. But, and then they just hoard the book, and then they end up giving the book to the demons in exchange for their queen. But if they weren't there, there would be no queen to exchange the book for, and they would just be going after Aaron Eckhart. But he was more than capable of fighting them himself, so they basically are not helpful. They're just there as some kind of contrast to the demons, I think. Because they only mess up the story. It really is just Aaron Eckhart's character versus the demons in the end. I mean, the gargoyles are just there. They're just there to stop him all the time. They just stop him from doing everything. So ultimately, I think they're useless characters. I think you could literally pull them out. Basically, all they do is they keep taking Aaron Eckhart away from wherever he is. They grab him off the streets of random city USA, and then they pluck him away, and they take him to their castle in the middle of the city. And then they put him, and then he escapes, and then they do it again. They keep taking him when he didn't do anything, or they're taking him when they think he's doing something, or they're taking him when they think he's about to do something against them. They think he's selfish. I don't think he's that. I mean, he's, I don't know. His character arc is not super crisp. So I think in this watch, I'm noticing, they are almost useless. So I think I'm going to watch next time, pretend they're not there, and see what happens in my head. That what would have happened if they weren't there. I don't think anything would have changed. Okay. So that's it for my 8 watch. It was interesting to see it kind of with new eyes. And maybe I'll do that again. I'll watch another review or listen to another review and then get another perspective. I think that was kind of fun. Mixed it up a little bit. Okay, so for the writing, I wrote a little like 1,200 words last night. This part, I'm feeling like it's a little clunky, and it's only clunky because I'm trying to convey that he thinks he's fine, but he's not. I mean, he's not, but I don't have another person to say that, so he's unreliable. I'm gonna have to figure out a way to make it clear that he's unreliable. And I could always do the old, like, switch off perspectives, but I haven't done that yet, so I feel like that would be sudden. Like, I've done 8,000 words in his perspective. I don't want to keep bopping back and forth. I need to figure out a way to convey that he's not okay. I guess for now, it's fine. He's explaining things and then explaining them away quickly, so I guess maybe if he's just... I mean, he's supposed to be in denial that he thinks he's fine. He can go back to work. Nothing happened. It's fine. He's fine. So, I think for now, I guess just he's in denial. Some people are enabling him to stay that way. Some people aren't. So, I think for the right now, I had him come home. And then, it's a lot of kind of just internal bits of, like, he hasn't really gotten to do anything about what happened, so he's kind of in the dark about that. He's just trying to say he's fine. And then his wife just left to go for a run, because I think she realized that he needs some space, so she left. And so he just called up his agent. So that, I think, will start more of the having him do stuff, and then I guess that will start the pushing of two parts. He'll do interviews. He'll go out for stuff, when he shouldn't be going out for stuff, and then eventually it'll catch up with him, and something will have to go down, so I think, and also he hasn't watched the video yet, so I think once he watches the video, I think that'll start something, and maybe he'll just be thinking about it a lot, and it'll get in his head, and when he actually sees it, maybe that'll make it more real, and I guess maybe now that he hasn't seen it yet, it doesn't seem super real, even though, you know, so maybe it's his, like, ambition, and his wanting to work so badly, and the fact he doesn't really, people have been shielding him about what happened, and keeping him staying in denial, so I think for now that's where we're at, and then I gotta figure out a way to transition him out of that, and probably maybe the next 5,000 words or so, I guess, so he doesn't stay there too long, because it's not very interesting, but he needs to get out of the denial, and then he needs to start doing things. The media will want to be talking to him, so I think we need to start getting that in where, you know, they're clamoring to talk to him, and we need to get that to happen. So, all right, so that's what I got so far. We're up to, he's home, talking to his agent. All right, that's what we got so far, so I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.